Boulder Creek Community Church. It's Stephen. Nice to see you guys again. We've been in a series on finding Christ in the Old Testament, and we're back at it today. We've been talking a lot about symbols of Christ in the Old Testament, but I wanted to bring it into a slightly different realm, and that's prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament. Now, the Old Testament of the Bible is so chock full with prophecies of Christ. Some biblical scholars say it's between 300 and 400 prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament. And these are so thorough, looking at them in completion, and so direct, that you can almost piece together the entire life of Jesus as we understand it from the gospel, simply through prophecies. And this, it goes, I mean, from the family line he's related to, where he was born, like the town, the small town he was born in. It would be like someone being, I'm born in Felton, and this was predicted, 400 years before me ever coming around. Where his family would flee to because of persecution. What kind of miracles he did, the way he died, specific details about the way he died. Prophecies in the Bible are so amazing and so in-depth. There's so much we can gain from that. And every one of them, when you look at them, they also teach a portion of the gospel. So there's a gospel or a piece of the gospel in every prophecy, and you just have to look for it to see it. And one of my favorite prophecies is in Daniel 9. And I just wanted to give you guys a quick walkthrough on this one because it is really powerful and kind of unbelievable how insightful this prophet was. And it wasn't by his own power, but through God. So Daniel 9, 24 through 27. A little bit of quick background on the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel was written anywhere between 500 and 200 years before Christ. So well before Christ was born, before anyone even thought of him existing outside of the inspiration of God and prophecy. And we have manuscripts of the book of Daniel that go back 120 years before Christ, which is extremely rare for manuscripts of any sort. So this is amazing, right? The fact that this is, if this does anything to predict Christ, it is unbelievable because there's no way that this could be falsified. So let's read this passage real quick. 77s, and this is, real quick, this is the angel Gabriel talking to Daniel. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for the wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So right there, it's saying the mission of Christ will be fulfilled in 77s. And of course, what they're talking about is 70 periods of 7 years. Knowing and understanding this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler comes, there will be 7 sevens, and 62 sevens. Now that first period of 7 sevens is for the city of Jerusalem to be rebuilt. Then the 62 sevens are how long until, and I'll get into it, So it will be rebuilt with the streets and the trench, but in times of trouble. After the 62 sevens, the anointed one, this is what I'm talking about, the anointed one, Christ, will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end will be like a flood. War will continue until the end, and the desolations have been decreed. Now we're seeing kind of a two-part thing right here. So they're talking about, first, the destruction of the city and the sanctuary. So the power in Christ, and this is a two-part one almost, and Christ hits on this too. In Matthew 24, he also talks about this. He says, hey, read the book of Daniel. It's talking about me, but it's also talking about the future. So Christ says, or so they say about Christ that he's going to destroy the temple and the city of Jerusalem. And what they mean by that in a spiritual sense is the power that was held by the temple, the power to forgive sins, all these things go away when Christ comes. Because now that power is in Christ, in the temple, is within ourselves. That's what the tearing of the veil is. That's what all these different things are pointing to. But of course, as Christ talks about in Matthew 24, this prophecy here is also looking to 70 AD, when the temple in all of Jerusalem will be sacked by the Romans. It's kind of a double thing here, which is really cool. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. And in the middle of that seven, so in the middle of that seven, He will be, and that's 3.5 years in, he will be put, he will put an end to the sacrifice and offering on a wing of the temple, and he will set up an abomination that causes desolation, and an end, a decree is poured out on him. Okay, so they're giving us really specific numbers here. And these specific numbers aren't something out of the blue. They have an actual, like, correlation with our, with the times that Christ comes. This is really cool. So the starting point of this prophecy is the rebuilding of Jerusalem, or the decree to do that, according to Daniel 9:25. Now, when was that decree made? Well, then, according to Ezra 7, especially verse 11 to 28, it says that decree was made in the 7th year of Artaxerxes. And Artaxerxes took the throne in 465. And 464 was his first full year, which is the way they counted back then. 7 years in is 457. Now, how does this point to Christ? Well, we have that first group of seven sevens, which is 49 years, then 7 times 62, which is 434 years, and that gives us 483 years. So 483 years from 457, keep in mind there's some like little calculation things, and there's a bunch of math for this, but when you make all these little minor calculations, that brings you to 27 AD. Which, if you look in, you know, just like Google, when did Christ start his ministry? It's about 27 to 29 AD. And of course, that's referring to, that talks about that, right? So he comes, but then they say in 3.5, there's a cutting off, right? This cutting off. How long was Jesus' ministry? Well, from our understanding, Jesus' ministry was 3 years. So at about 30 AD, if you add 27 plus 3.5, you're given 30 AD, which is when Christ cut. And what does it say? What does it say right here, right? And he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of that seven, he will put an end to the offering. And yeah, so he'll put an end to the, oh, sorry, of sacrifice and offering. So Christ, through his own body, will put an end to temple sacrifice and offerings there, because now we can be directly with God. So all of this prophecy leads up and gives us the exact, or pretty close to the exact date of when Christ will come and start his ministry, and when he will die. I think that is just an amazing prophecy that's just so clearly laid out in the Old Testament. And as I said, there's 400 of these, so I would encourage you guys to look into them. Thank you. Goodbye.